The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobble, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience with First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
Last week, we talked about reasons you might not be reaching your financial goals and how to get back on track and keep that motivation going. What is the Good Money Moves topic for this week?
Yeah, so we're going to be digging into what can be a bit of an uncomfortable topic for many people, and that is managing and talking about money with your partner. Yeah, it can be really tough to talk about, but it is also so important to be able to do this for really to help build that strong financial foundation as a couple. It really just lays the groundwork for a stable and harmonious future together. Why is this? Because managing money effectively is good for your wallet, but it also enhances trust, communication, and just overall relationship satisfaction. So,
why is it so hard, right?
Right? Yeah. But you're right. It's not easy. It's a tough thing to do for so many people. And I think, you know, some of those common challenges that couples face when they are trying to manage money together all revolve around a couple of like key things, right? There's the differing financial priorities and spending habits of each person in the relationship. There's different attitudes towards saving, investing, budgeting, right? Some people are all for it. Some people are more conservative. Some people don't want to think about it at all because it causes them too much anxiety, right? There's all this whole spectrum of attitudes around this stuff and feelings. And just overall, there's a lot of lack of communication about what financial goals each person wants to achieve. And then all of this kind of accumulates into this really big misunderstanding of your financial picture, and it just creates this overall financial stress in the relationship because you can't effectively talk about these things. So it is really, really important for couples to be able to openly discuss their financial values, set some mutual goals together, establish a plan for budgeting, saving, even investing together. So you're both on the same page about the how, why, when, where, all those details, right? And then at the end of the day, if you're able to do this, it really just creates a really collaborative approach that not only strengthens your partnership, but it then also fosters feelings of financial security and resilience in your home when you are facing a lot of those more difficult situations that life is going to throw at you as a couple.
So if you can get the financial part out of the way and open the doors to discussing that, discussing religion, how to raise your kids and all the
Well, but I mean, they all play together, right?
They do.
Money's at the heart of everything in our society. Even how much you're going to give to the church that you go to is a financial discussion, right?
And yeah, so and raising kids, oh yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Emphasis on heavy sarcasm there, but
yeah.
So obviously an important topic to discuss.
Very important.
So the last couple weeks or few weeks we've been talking about financial goals. And so I guess, what does this look like when you're trying to set financial goals as a couple?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Setting goals as a couple is a crucial aspect to building a strong and sustainable relationship. And at the end of the day, it involves open communication, being able to talk about shared values, and a joint commitment to having a common future that you're working towards. And being able to set goals as a couple also helps to just really foster a sense of teamwork, shared responsibility, and overall it promotes transparency in all of your financial matters.
Yeah.
Which then in turn helps in navigating challenges together. It reduces those potential conflicts related to money because you've already had a lot of these tough conversations ahead of time. So setting financial goals together is clearly important, but how do you do it, right? That's really what you asked me. So beginning by having those open and honest conversations about your financial situation, your values, your aspirations, right? Take time. Yeah.
So when you say our situation, you're saying this is how much money we make.
Yeah.
This is how much money we owe.
Exactly.
Whether it be student loans, a car loan, whatever it may be.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Having that, no hiding debts, no hiding, you know, how much you make, no siphoning money off and not telling your partner about it. Right.
No slush fund. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all about, discussing all of those things, but also
where we want to be in the future.
Yeah. And the attitudes you have towards that, what are your spending habits and what are your long-term objectives? And, taking time to talk about all of that is going to help you find that common ground and really better understand each other. But the key here is you are not allowed to judge the other person for any of this. You just have to listen and accept it. That's the harder part, right? Shut your mouth and listen. Even if you don't agree with it, you have to try to find that common ground together. You might both have the goal of home ownership one day, but have different ideas about how you get there.
Or what kind of home.
Right. So, as you're kind of going through all of these conversations, you do have to then, as you mentioned, take stock of your current financial situation, review the income, the expenses, debts, savings, understand where you stand financially, provides a really realistic context for setting those achievable goals so that you can move forward together. And then, of course, as you're doing that, you're taking into consideration, monthly income, those regular expenses, debts, savings, all that stuff. And then you can start to really determine what those short and long-term goals are together. Once you've gotten all of that tougher stuff out of the way, you can start figuring out, we do have this goal. How are we going to make this work, right? Even thinking those short-term goals like building an emergency fund, paying off debts, saving for a family vacation, or looking to those longer-term goals like homeownership, retirement, saving for kids' education. Those are all things that you are going to have to figure out together as a couple. And it becomes a lot easier when you're able to have those tougher conversations up front and build that mutual respect ahead of time. But once you've kind of determined all of these, then you can start to agree on the finer details of it, the timeline, the priority of each goal, which is then going to add that clarity, which makes those goals a little bit more tangible. Like we talk about all the time on the show with the SMART goals framework, using that to set those goals together. And then, of course, taking time to prioritize those goals based on their importance, their urgency, right? This is going to help create that roadmap for achieving those financial objectives that you have together over time. So you're both working in the same direction at the same time for the same goals. And then this taking time to go through these steps with your spouse is going to go a long way to ensure you're working towards those common goals, even if things have to change here and there. You're setting the groundwork for success by having these conversations.
Yep. And you mentioned things changing, right? I think everything is fluid through this, but at least if you have the foundation put in place, making those adjustments along the road based upon circumstances becomes a whole lot easier because you can go back to those original conversations and not hold somebody's feet to the fire and said, well, 12 years ago, you said,
that's not helpful.
But no, remember when we thought about this, but what does that look like now compared to what it looked like 12 years ago?
Exactly.
We've changed. Our financial situation has changed. We need to relook at this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe come it's up not with a not a one and done conversation. It's an ongoing conversation for the rest of your relationship.
And I find it fascinating because that folks don't do this because I can't imagine you. I'm thinking back with my parents, and my mom stayed at home as a mother to six kids, and dad went out and earned the paycheck, and he would basically deliver the paycheck, and my mom ran the finances.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. And basically, if there was some disagreement, it usually ended up being a pretty good argument instead of a discussion.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't the best way to do it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you make a great point, Andy. There's a lot of people who just don't know how to have a conversation like this with a spouse, or what a good conversation might look or sound like. So that's why we're talking about it today.
Okay. We're talking about working together as a couple on your financial goals, how to do that, how to get to there. With Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union, I'm Andy Brownell, and it is Good Money Moves. Back in a moment. Newstalk 1340, KROC-AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC-AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell, and talking about money with you as a couple. How's that?
Yes.
Something that can be nerve-wracking, to say the very least, but also rewarding. And you ran through some of the key things you should be talking about and how to get to the point where you're working together on financial goals, which makes a lot of sense. But like you mentioned, and we both mentioned, talking about money can be a bit touchy, a hot topic.
Yes.
Even if you have a good relationship. So Jenna, I guess, put you on the hot seat. Do you have any tips or advice for having this open and honest conversation about money with your partner?
Yeah, that is a great question, Andy. So being able to have an open and honest conversation with your spouse about money requires you to have effective communication skills, and which means it requires active listening and taking time to understand each other's perspectives on the financial topic at hand. And what this also means is you need to avoid blame, judgment, and really instead focus on finding that common ground and that compromise that we kind of talked on earlier. So it's essential to create essentially a safe space where both partners can feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and concerns about individual incomes, expenses, financial goals. But what that looks like is pretty specific, right? It doesn't sound like arguing and yelling and talking over one another or insisting that your way is the right way, right? It looks like choosing the right time to have the conversation about money, right? Pick a time to focus on discussing finances when you're both calm and not stressed about something else or about the topic at hand, right? Avoid bringing up financial matters during heated arguments about something else, or if you're really preoccupied with other concerns, maybe you have some health concerns you're worried about, that's maybe not the best time to bring up talking about needing to buy a new car, right? The Think about timing is important.
Ironically, also, if you don't have that healthy conversation, that's exactly when you would do it.
Yeah, exactly. It is exactly when that would happen.
One other thing.
Yeah. But, and I think that's where it's really important too, to have set a positive tone for the conversation. And so having some of those conversations we talked about before the break is going to be really important at being able to do this part. And so you have to be able to approach the conversation with a positive and non-confrontational attitude. And you really need to emphasize that the goal of the conversation is that you're working together towards some kind of common financial objective, rather than trying to place blame or judgment for any past decisions that were made or outcomes that came from a decision. And it's going to take, you know, a problem-solving approach to make this work well, especially when you're talking about money. So approaching those financial conversations as that problem-solving session rather than that blame game, really focus on finding solutions and compromise that accommodate both partners' needs and priorities. And if you can get through that, then this last one is going to be a breeze. You have to take time to celebrate your financial achievements together. So whether your achievement is paying off debt or achieving some kind of savings goal, you know, taking time to really recognize those joint efforts also really reinforces that idea of working together as a team. And at the end of the day, discussing money in this way is really going to help you foster trust in the relationship, and it ensures that both partners are on the same page, even if you view things a little bit differently, right? You don't have to think the same and have the same attitudes towards money, but you have to agree on the goal and the overall approach to how you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, remember, the key to approach financial discussions at the end of the day is approach them with empathy, respect for your partner, and again, going into those conversations that you're trying to commit to this shared future together, that you're trying to build a secure financial foundation for you and your family, is going to, when you approach those conversations with that in mind, it changes. It creates that positive tone. It creates that problem-solving approach for you.
Everything you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Would apply to any discussion you might have on an important issue, even if it wasn't financially related.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So just use that common sense when you're having discussions on how to best raise your children or whatever and apply it to your money.
Exactly.
Sounds so yep. easy.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, because everybody's different. Everybody we all came is. As, you know, sometimes the different approaches work to create an even better solution. And sometimes it's just oil and water and don't mix.
Yeah. Yes, that can happen.
Yeah. So good advice to get where we are today. And I imagine that, as always, if you're going to be talking about financial goals, you're going to be talking about setting a budget, creating a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have advice for couples when it comes to creating a budget together?
Yes, of course I do. first and foremost, there's a lot of couples who just, you know, one person in the family manages the budget and the other person doesn't really pay too much attention to it, or they, you know, one person manages their own finances, the other one manages theirs, and never the two shall meet, right? But And there's nothing necessarily wrong with those two ways, but there is something very special about both building and maintaining a joint budget as a couple, because it really does offer a lot of benefits for your relationship. And firstly, it promotes, again, transparency and open communication about your progress on your financial goals and other money priorities that you have. It really does foster a sense of teamwork, as you both have to actively then contribute to managing and achieving those shared financial objectives, whether that be, you know, cutting money in one area or putting more money in savings, whatever that looks like. You're doing that together. And you might not believe me on this one, but a joint budget that you manage and build together actually helps to prevent conflicts related to money, because it ensures that both individuals in the relationship are on the same page in regards to spending habits and savings goals. You might have to talk and maybe a little bit of bickering to get to where you want to be on that same page, but once you get there, it solves a lot of problems down the road. So to create and stick to a budget as a couple is another thing, right? So creating, you have to start with creating really a comprehensive list of your combined income and expenses, just like you would if you were doing it only for yourself, right? You have to take stock of your combined income. What do you have together? You really have to understand how much money you have available. And then you can kind of start to use that as the basis to determine how much you can afford across all of your different budgeting categories. So once you understand your full income picture together, you take time to decide together how you're going to allocate those specific amounts to those different categories, groceries, utilities, entertainment, what have you. And this is really helpful in you know, understanding and kind of reviewing together and agreeing upon together what is a need versus a want in your finances. And then also taking time to look at, you know, those fixed versus variable expenses together. So you both have a full understanding of the impact that your income has, the impact of the decisions you make on how you're spending that money together. You're looking at that and reviewing that together. And it's really important as you're going through this process to be honest about your spending habits and be willing to, you know, identify areas where adjustments can be made together, right? Don't play the blame game. Don't point to your partner and go, well, you spend too much money on your hobby, but I don't get to spend as much on mine. And that's not really what it's about, right? It's agreeing this much money is available for us together to spend on our hobbies and figuring out what that looks like from there. So you really do have to be realistic about setting those spending limits in the categories. You want to also avoid overcommitting, you know, to certain areas, especially when it comes to your discretionary spending areas, and really just take time to understand and set those realistic limits. It's really going to help create that sustainable and achievable budget that you can manage together really effectively. And of course, then creating a budget is not set it and forget it. You do need to regularly review and then update your budget together and adapt to those changing circumstances in your life. Maybe one partner lost a job, or maybe you got a promotion, or, you know, all kinds of things can happen. You had a baby, that changes things big time, right? So you have to take time to adjust that budget as these life events are happening. And it can also be really helpful then to establish a routine for discussing these financial matters together to really ensure that both partners in the relationship are actively involved and informed as these changes are happening, even especially, you know, once a month you should be looking at it together. How did we think we were going to spend our money? How did we actually spend our money? Yep. What makes sense for next month? What things might be happening next month that aren't normal in a month that we need to plan for? Whose responsibility is it to make sure that that gets paid for? You know, talk about those things ahead of time so something doesn't get missed or overlooked, right? And just take time to make those necessary adjustments. It does not have to be an hour long conversation. It could, as you start to get better at this, the conversations will become shorter and shorter, and you'll come to decisions together much more quickly because you'll start to understand each other and start to understand, you know, what it takes to what you need to do to give and take and come to a reasonable decision without a lot of argument or a lot of conversation around it in most cases.
How to work together on this. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about addressing your financial goals as a couple, working with your partner on your financial issues. It's Good Money Moves, and we'll be back in a moment. At News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are back with Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union, and we're talking about working together as a couple with your partner on your finances and your financial goals. And I don't know, you didn't make it sound all that easy, Jenna, but you made it seem a little bit easy. And you used the word compromise quite a bit in the last segment of the program. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe can you fill in what it means when we're talking about money management with a spouse, what it means as far as talking about compromise and working together?
Yeah, that's a great question. So being able to compromise when discussing money involves finding common ground and making concessions to ensure that the financial well-being of both partners is being addressed. And what that means is that it requires a willingness to understand and respect each other's needs, preferences, perspectives, even when they differ from yours. So it also means that compromising doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sacrifice your own values or identity, but rather you're seeking kind of these mutually agreeable solutions that really foster cooperation and understanding between the both of you, which then involves that open communication, empathy, like we talked about earlier, and that really a genuine effort to meet halfway and create a balance that allows the relationship to thrive all around. So when it comes to a significant expense like a home, car, or other major appliance purchase, right, couples may compromise by discussing and deciding on a budget that aligns with their financial capacity and goals. Now, this may involve making other spending trade-offs or adjustments to other financial goals to accommodate both partners' preferences. Some couples may agree on a certain amount of, you know, fun money each month, allowing both partners to really indulge in personal interests without straining the overall budget. You know, it can also look like if one partner makes significantly more money than the other, there's, you know, splitting the expenses 50-50 may not work. So then you have to make the decision about how to split expenses without straining one spouse's income more than the other. Or if one partner brings debt into the relationship, compromise may involve working together to create a plan for paying it off. Now, this may require adjustments in spending, a joint effort to increase income, or, you know, finding a middle ground that then addresses any other financial challenges created by trying to aggressively pay off this debt, right? At the end of the day, compromising on money matters is really all about finding solutions that accommodate both partners' financial needs and wants so that you're working together.
Yeah. Which would seem like common sense because that's what being a couple is all about, right?
Exactly.
And as usual, this is a rather deep topic. And we could talk about this for quite a while, the different nuances regarding talking to your significant other about finances and working through the various issues. But we're out of time almost. So I'm going to ask you, Jenna, to maybe point us in a direction where we can find out more.
Yes, absolutely. As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice every week. We have past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on KROCnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. If you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform. Or if you have a financial topic you'd like us to cover or questions you'd like answered on Good Money Moves, please send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. Of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union so they can help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. This has been Good Money Moves. Thank you, Jenna Tobel.
Of course.
And we'll talk again next week about another Good Money Moves topic right here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.